This is The Guardian. Just a warning before we start. This episode contains references to domestic and family violence, including child abuse. Please take care while listening. I'm Noor Haider, coming to you from Gadigal land, and this is the full story. Mason Jet Li was 22 months old when he died.
This is a very, very high-profile case in Queensland.
His stepfather punched him so hard in the stomach that the toddler's bowel ruptured.
William Andrew O'Sullivan was a violent man, a controlling man, someone with a long history of criminal offences, of coercive controlling behaviour.
Now, a decade on, an exclusive investigation has found that police ignored repeated warnings about the young boy's killer before his death.
Police took this report. The officer wrote that the woman's call was vexatious and placed a flag on the file.
Guardian Australia's Broken Trust investigation has also revealed that information was not presented at an inquest into Mason's death, while the coroner's report also overlooked other apparent police failures.
There was an incident about 2 months before Mason died where a police officer and a child safety officer interviewed one of Mason's siblings. They were worried about Mason getting hit or punched by a bad guy. Another of Mason's siblings said they were worried about him getting hit if he cried.
Today, Queensland correspondent Ben Smee on the death of Mason Jet Li and the victims left without an advocate.
We've talked about this for a long time. We've had state plans and national plans and emergency summits and national crises. So we must be missing something.
It's Thursday, the 18th of June.